And he joins me now. You might know him as America's weatherman, but he's also the head honcho of Al Roker Entertainment. Al Roker joins us this morning. Al, how you doing?
Doing great, Brett. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I'm excited to talk to you. I'm excited to talk to you about all the projects that you have going on right now. You are maybe one of the busiest men in show business. Would you say that's right? I think that you're one of the busiest guys I know.
Oh, I don't know. You know, look, there are a lot of folks who are just as busy, if not busier. But I don't look at it as being busy if you really enjoy what you're doing. And I love what I'm doing, from, you know, doing the Today Show and all the things that come along with that, to just kind of hanging out and with my family and friends, all right, or to producing television shows like Freedom on the Range coming up this week on Inspiration Television.
Well, talk to me about that. What made you say, hey, I want to get into producing content, I want to get into producing television shows? Because it's definitely not as easy as appearing on television. I mean, you have so many more hats and responsibilities when you're the producer. Why did you feel like that's something that you wanted to do?
Well, here's the deal. To be perfectly honest, Brad, I never wanted to be on TV. I wanted to work in television. I didn't want to be on television. It was just a happy accident that I ended up on TV. Well, I got a chance early on to produce a couple of my own Food Network specials. And when I did, I fell in love with it. I love the creative process. I love working with other people, and which is the same as what I do on local TV, or I've done at the network at NBC News. But it's a different animal, and you get a different satisfaction out of it.
It's definitely a different animal. I mean, it's more you get to control the whole product from soup to nuts, for, to use a Food Network reference, right? From soup to nuts there. And to me, why
Very
was...
Nice.
What, Thank you. I appreciate it. Why was this show the one to go into at this moment?
Well, look, it happened to be Black History Month, and I think we're also looking inward more. And I think when we we're divided right now, but I think when we look a little past labels and things, I think we realize that we are far more similar than we are dissimilar. And I think one of those places is the Wild West. You know, we tend to think, as I did growing up, that it was a fairly homogeneous situation out there, as our forefathers, plied the plains. But in fact, one in four cowboys in the Wild West were black, and so I think it was a long overdue oversight to kind of show, hey, you know what? We've all had a hand in building this great country of ours.
Was there, when you were doing, putting the show together, doing the research, was there something very particular that stuck out to you that you were like, wow, I had no idea about that? Not only that one in four cowboys was a black cowboy, as you put it, but was there anything else that stuck out to you when you were producing this show that you thought was a really interesting tidbit?
Well, and it's very fitting that it's on Inspiration Television. You check your local listings. But what really surprised me was the autonomy that these black cowboys were given, that the respect. And that's not to say they didn't have to fight racism and disrespect, but for a lot of them, their employers trusted them, valued them, and a number of them. And I think the other thing that surprised me is the generations of black cowboys. How far back they go? We talked to a number of black cowboys whose fathers and grandfathers were cowboys.
You know, it's just incredible too. To like you said, I mean, I'm in Texas. We grew up on Westerns. That's all that we ever saw. And you do think of it from a certain perspective. And historically, certain communities were only characterized in a very particular way. And I think that it's just really important and special that you have now shown a light on, you know, the stories that most people walking around have no idea about. Again, it's Freedom on the Range, and it's on Inspire Television. Check your local listings here in Houston. Let me ask you this, though, Al, because you were also a part of a series that's actually coming back around today that was also, I think, very important about representation on television, and that was The Proud Family. I really enjoyed The Proud Family, and when I was growing up watching that show, and you were cast as like this evil, as you're almost the the antagonist in the show, if I remember correctly.
Well, I prefer to think of myself as very mischievous. you know, that Penny would make a wish for something and think that it was going to solve her problems, and I granted that wish. It was almost like an animated funhouse mirror version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And so, you know, through whatever I powers I have, which I still don't quite understand, but I only try to use them for good, except when it comes to Penny. I would let Penny have her wish, give her her free will. And it was so much fun. I still get young adults coming up to me who I don't think know that I was on the Today Show, but that I was, you know, I was, you know, Evil Al Roker on The Proud Family. So, you know, it's coming back. I think it's this week. And I reprise my role as Penny's nemesis, if you will.
Oh, that is music to my ears to know that you're going to be back on the show. I'm excited to see this this new version of it, because the show was just so great back in the day. Again, though, you have other shows that you're producing, again, like Coast Guard Alaska, Coast Guard Florida. Those are all on Peacock Television. What else can we expect, though, coming out of Al Roker Productions?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of it. We never know what the next thing is. We've got a show that I can't quite talk about yet, but it's an animated series, not like Penny Proud, but it has to do with STEM and the environment. You know, we're producing a program this year from John Deere about black farmers and the plights they face. And we're producing some digital stories for a great nonprofit that fights for kids in our nation's capital called Fight for Children. So, you know, we got a full plate, and we're very proud, no pun intended, but very proud of what we produce. We could probably be doing a lot more, but I you know, we're a small company, and I want to spread us too thin, and I want to enjoy making television that we're proud of.
Again, we're talking to Al Roker right now. Freedom on the Range is available on Inspire Television. Make sure you check out where you can watch the show. You know, I always want to ask people this, Al, who have succeeded as much as you have. You've had great successes in your life. Everybody knows who you are. You've even become a fashion icon in recent years with your glasses and style choices on the Today Show. Let me ask you, what has been the best advice you've been given throughout your career in television and entertainment that you still think about when you're going on new business ventures and trying to expand the Roker empire?
Well, I don't know about empire, but I still maintain it was Willard Scott who was my mentor. And he said, listen, and these weren't like he sat me down and said, here are my two rules. The first one was, always be yourself. There's not much people can take from you. They can try to take everything, but they can't do that. And look, am I 100% who I am off camera as I am on? I like to think it's about 80-85%. My daughter, who is now 23, when she was about 12, just her room was a pigsty. It was just a mess. And it had been like this, and I'd been after her to clean up. Finally, I lost my temper and really yelled at her. And she all of a sudden her eyes teared up and her lips started quivering. She goes, "This isn't fair. America sees the happy Al Roker. They never see this Al Roker." You know. The other bit of advice was never give up your day job. Yeah, listen, no matter what I do, whatever success I have, as long as I can work on the Today Show, I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, you know what? That's great advice from a great individual. AlRokerEntertainment.com is where you can find out about all the projects going on. Give them a follow on social at AlRokerENT on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the great places. Again, Freedom on the Range is available for your viewing now. Al, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. You take care, Brett.